Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your doctor on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Welcome, welcome, everybody. What is going on? How was your weekend? Mine was amazing. I cannot complain. I went shopping with all the other crazy people out there trying to do those last-minute holiday gift stuff. And let me tell you something, it was packed. I will never do that again. I will be so much more organized next year that I don't have to go through this craziness. Super excited, everyone, because guess what? We have our celebrity mugs in finally. Look at this, guys. This is awesome. Oh, well, if you can't look at it, you can always check me out on the Live Me app. You can see it. But we actually have our celebrity mugs in right now. I'm super excited that we actually got them in. It's terrific. I'm crazy happy that we are finally going to be able to open up the contest for these mugs, which I'm in love with. Anyway, let's get right down to business, guys. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, keeping up with the Kardashians, which is pretty much nosediving on the ratings here in the U.S., they made a big thing today about how Kim should basically not be ashamed of her sex tape. And apparently Kris Jenner was having this whole big conversation with on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which I did not watch. I'm just kind of looking at the highlights of this. That, like, what is going on with, you know, having an issue with your sex tape, Kris? Kris says to Kim. And in reality of all this, they should be thankful for this sex tape, because if it wasn't for the sex tape, guys, nobody would even know who they are. Okay? So the whole thing about being concerned about being ashamed of the sex tape, to be honest with you, let's be real, the sex tape was used as a PR tool so that everybody would want to know who they are. I mean, think about it. You have to have something super dramatic out there, super crazy, that people would want to know who the Kardashians are. So in this week's celebrity talk thing about today, for Kris saying a big thing about, oh my gosh, Kim, don't be ashamed of your sex tape. Are you kidding me? Okay. She made $51 million. Welcome. And Live Me, how you doing? She made $51 million on an emoji app. Do you really think Kim is complaining about that sex tape? First of all, guys, let's understand the whole Hollywood scenario out there. In Hollywood, in LA, nobody gives an about anything, okay? You're talking about California is literally one of the most liberal states out there, okay? Pretty much anything goes and no one cares. There is literally no line drawn in the sand anywhere. So for people to make a big deal about the fact that, oh my God, Kim had a sex tape and that's how this all started. Guys and girls, let me tell you something. That sex tape was the biggest PR tool that Ryan Seacrest and the rest of the people over there could come up with. Because don't forget, Ryan Seacrest is the person who put the Kardashians on air, okay, who put the whole show on. So to have this whole big thing about, oh my God, Kim, don't be ashamed of your sex tape. Really? Really? The whole family should basically be thankful to that sex tape, because that was what the PR people used in order to get Kim Kardashian and the rest of the Kardashians on the map. It was the easiest thing that they could use to get people in America to be like, oh my God, who are these people? Who are these people? Kim had a sex tape. Oh. Please, let's just be real about this. That was the biggest PR tool. And if anybody's been to California, nobody cares in California, especially around the LA area. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if yesterday you were a stripper and a call girl and today you're like, you know, on the red carpet. People don't care about that over there. It's California, people. It's not an issue for them. So I just thought that whole thing was kind of funny about them coming up and making a big deal about on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, again, like I said, I really don't watch the show. But I thought that highlight was kind of interesting for them to be saying, like, don't be ashamed of it. The whole thing is, I'm going to be interested to see how is she going to explain that sex tape to her daughter. Does anyone know, like, what a 14 or 15-year-old teen girl is like? Woo! So when she comes in and tells you, like, I'm going to do this with the girl attitude, you know, what are you going to say? How are you going to come back on that? That will be kind of interesting to see how that works out later on in life, how she explains that one to be like, yeah, mommy's famous because mommy had sex on a tape and everybody in the world has seen it. Just to let you know, that's how he became rich. So anyway, I thought that was kind of a funny way. Welcome to everybody on the Live Me app. Welcome to everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. Just to let you guys know, as I said to you before, our mugs have come in. I'm super excited that the mugs have come in. So for you guys on Live Me, you know, you want to get one of these mugs shipped to you, definitely, you know, drop some coins, drop some coins. And we are definitely going to be doing at the end of the week, we are going to be giving away one of these mugs. It's open worldwide, so I don't care if you're in Canada, Zimbabwe, Norway, Alaska, Bahamas, France, North Pole, you can still get one of these mugs. I love it. Look at them, guys. It just came in. Super, super cute. Definitely want you guys to have one of these. Hey, am I playing Pokemon? You know what? I haven't played Pokemon yet. I did the one where you run around and I almost got myself killed. So I decided that my Pokemon days have to kind of lay low because I'm one of those idiots who will be like, there's a Pokemon across the street and probably not look both ways before I do that. So I try not to do this. I try to be kind of like behaving myself on this when it comes to the Pokemon. But yeah, I totally get it. I love Pokemon. How could you not love Pokemon? Speaking of interesting things, now that you're bringing up video games. So guys, LeBron James, who everybody knows is like famous NBA basketball player. Okay, well, you know he has all those tats all across his body, right? So everybody loves his tats. Well, his tattoo artist, okay, apparently has a trademark on those tattoos. So even though they're on LeBron James, they are actually his tattoo artist's trademark tattoos. So now, speaking of what we're talking about video games, there is a video game that the NBA has put out where this guy's come back and said, hey, you guys jacked my tattoos. You jacked my tattoos and put them on this game, and you didn't even pay me for it. So LeBron James' tattoo artist is now going to be he's suing. He's suing NBA 2K16, 17, and 18 to say, hey, you did so much detail on these tattoos that I'm actually going to sue you. I'm going to sue you for my tattoos. Oh, boy. Well, you know, you would think that if you're doing an NBA player, because like NBA players are kind of like walking advertisement boards, you know, like their sneakers they wear, they have to wear only a certain team. So like if their sneakers decided to go with Nike, everybody on the team has to wear Nike. Like you will get into major trouble for not having whatever that is. So you're basically a walking advertising board. So I don't care if it's your shirt. I don't care if it's your jeans. I don't care if it's your underwear, like everything on you, even your ink, has some value to it. I mean, imagine you're LeBron James tattoo artist. Of course. I mean, if you had, and this guy's a famous tattoo artist, by the way. So like, you're of course going to make sure that everybody knows like these are your tattoos and they belong to you. So it makes total sense that LeBron James tattoo artist would do this. I mean, I remember, like I told you, my daughter was on a TV show Catching Kelsey, and Travis Kelsey, like his thing, his whole outfit, everything he puts on, it's all coming from like somebody for that endorsement. It's not like they just wake up in the morning and they just throw something on, because they know when they walk out the door, chances are there's a paparazzi or a fan or someone's going to take a picture of them. They have to make sure they're either wearing a product that they're getting paid to endorse or the team is endorsing. So it totally makes sense that, you know, this guy would sue them. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. Like, you know, so, you know, when you're dealing with celebrities like that and you do something, there's value to that. And there's value coming in from this tattoo artist. I thought that was kind of cool to be doing it. Now, did you guys see the cookie? Did anybody see the cookie thing that happened with Donald Trump Jr.? Okay. Junior Trump. So if you guys didn't know, he apparently was in some store, some bakery, where the baker put an image of Obama on the cookie. Okay. Welcome to everybody on Live Me. Thank you for joining. Thank you everybody on Blog Talk Radio for being on there too as well. So the crazy insane thing about this was that, you know, Donald Trump Jr. posed with this cookie. Okay. And he was kind of making fun, I guess, of the cookie a little bit. He's making like some silly faces and doing some little moves and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, his friends are like pointing at the cookie and stuff. So now this baker, which I just think is kind of funny because TMZ picked up this story about the whole thing, guys. So TMZ picked up this story about the whole crazy cookie thing and all that kind of stuff and that what he was doing with the cookie. And it was – the place was called Le Biboquet. It's a French eatery. Hope I probably didn't ruin that totally when I pronounced it. But the baker is like, oh, excuse moi. I did not know he was going to take my cookie and put it onto – the public, for the public to see my cookie. I'm so upset about this. People have been calling me. And I'm just like, okay, let's be real about this, guys, okay? So here's this random dude who owns this French bakery, which I'm sure it does great because, hey, Donald Trump Jr. stopped there to get something to eat. So it's got a rep, okay? And, of course, now he's making this big dramatic thing about, oh, my God, my cookie. Everybody saw my cookie. Well, yeah, but that's the whole point. Everybody saw the cookie. Like, TMZ picked up your cookie, dude, okay? So, like, don't sit here and cry about how, because the cookie they said was kind of like, it's supposed to be after some kind of symbolism or something, but it is not very good. I mean, my personal opinion, it's not a very good likeness for me from a French bakery of Obama. It doesn't really look like, it looks like a goofy looking Obama, but I'm not going to say anything against the French guy for his cookie. So the point is, guy, buddy, you just got so much free publicity for this cookie that you did that probably no one really made a big deal about, which you kind of wonder if he may have known ahead of time that Donald Trump Jr. was coming in to get this cookie, coming into his bakery, and he did this cookie on purpose thinking maybe Donald Trump Jr. would notice the cookie. Because it just seems weird to me that he would just make such a big deal about it. Like, if it wasn't such a big deal, you'd think he'd be like, okay, fine, took a picture with the cookie, and he takes credit for the cookie. But he's, like, trying to show this outrage about the cookie. You know, to be honest, I don't really think he's that outraged, guy. I don't think he's that angry about it. Welcome, everybody, on Live Me. What's going on? I don't think he's really that outraged. I think he just is capitalizing on the moment of the fact that his bakery had someone famous in there and that they happened to pick up on one of his products. So to the French guy out there who's like making this big deal about the cookie, I just want to see how many people are sitting in your restaurant tomorrow. Because I think you just got some bonus free publicity. And, you know, let's be real. In the entertainment business, no such thing as bad publicity unless you're in the Weinstein category. Then there's bad publicity. But other than that, you know, publicity is publicity. PR is PR. And if people say your name and when you get famous for something necessarily not so great, you're still getting famous off of it. So to me, the cookie guy needs to just take a bite out of one of the cookies and chill, okay? And we have yet to hear if the cookie was even good. So I kind of would like to know that. Like, was it a good tasting cookie or was it kind of, you know? So and then the other thing, too, is like, really, you could have made a better picture of Obama on the cookie. If you want to go to TMZ and check it out, like, I was kind of like, you're supposed to be like a French bakery. My expectation of you and the cookie would be a lot better than what it actually ended up looking like. Not saying anything against you. Maybe it tastes great. Maybe it's a good tasting cookie. But my expectation of what it would look like was just kind of a little more, you know, looking like Obama, not looking kind of like my kid drew it or something like that, or some kid drew it. But anyway. That's just my take on that for the whole thing. I thought it was kind of funny about it, the way they went ahead and did it. Okay, if you're looking for boyfriend goals, guys, I would have to say Fetty Wap, believe it or not. Okay, listen to this. So Fetty Wap is kind of at his girlfriend's fashion show. So she's doing a fashion line, okay? So Fetty Wap is there, and he, of course, is the center of attention. It's Fetty Wap. Of course, he's the center of attention because it's Fetty Wap. So Fetty Wap goes ahead, takes the mic, and says, I just want to let all you guys know, I love my girlfriend so much, I'm right now am dropping $100K into her business. Okay, Fetty Wap, you are boyfriend goals right now. Okay, I just want to let you know that. You are boyfriend goals right now. Okay, Fetty Wap. He just like stands there in the middle of her thing. He walks her show on top of that. So not only is he there saying, this is my girlfriend, which I love the fact that he's like shouting out this to the world, like, this is my girl. Second thing he does is he walks in her show and he's there to give her promo. And the third thing is he invests in her. That's a boyfriend. Trust me, that's a boyfriend. I'm not even going to talk to you about the boyfriend my daughter has because he don't do shit. But anyway, that's a boyfriend. That's what you're supposed to do. So I was like giving total credit to the fact that this guy just totally invested, not only invested his heart, but invested his money in his girlfriend. So Fetty Wap, thumbs up to you. You're an awesome boyfriend. That's what you're supposed to do. When you love that girl, you're supposed to like show that love and invest in her and believe in her. I love it. Fetty Wap, you need to be giving some boys out there and some girls out there some lessons in relationships. Support doesn't like to come out with love and money, but you know, he did a combo of love and money. Hey man, even love as a support is a big thing. So I was totally impressed with Fetty Wap. I was like, go Fetty Wap, go. You know exactly what to do. So proud of you. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting that, you know, he came out in public. Because, you know, a lot of rappers, you know, they'll be in relationships, but they want to always maintain that, like, I'm single kind of thing, rather than, like, say, hey, I'm in a relationship. That's why I admire Cardi B so much. Because Cardi B is just, she's just a girl who's basically going to be like, if you're in a relationship with me, you better let you know, everybody's going to know you're in a relationship with me. And if you have a problem with that, scoot, I'll find someone else. And that's why she's engaged right now. But yeah, I love the fact that, you know, as a rapper and as a guy, he shouted out an example that, hey, this is my girl. I'm involved with her and I'm investing in our future together. That's a good guy. That's the way to be. That's the way to be. Welcome to everybody on Celebrity Talk. We are talking about the latest gossip and what is going on in the celebrity world today. And like I said, guys, make sure to drop some coins because we are going to be giving away our mugs. Doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Istanbul. You can be in Israel. You could be in Zimbabwe. You could be in Alaska, North Pole. You could be helping one. You could be one of Santa's elves. And you can get a mug. Just to let you know that. So show the love so you can get that mug, guys. So you can get that mug. We are happy to ship it to you. We want you guys to win it. So let's go ahead and head on to something else that's going on into the okay. I saw this story, guys, and let me tell you something. This girl, I'm really waiting for this girl to get a reality show. Like, I feel the vibe of this woman turning into a reality show. So there's this woman in California. Okay. Now, you guys know cannabis is legal now in California, but for growers, they have to actually, they can't start getting a license to do it commercially until January 1st, which is only a few weeks away. So this chick, okay, this woman, who by the way, looks like a soccer mom. Like, she looks like she should be putting her kids in the car to take them to soccer practice or something like that. They seized from her Wait till you hear the number, guys. They seized from her 18,000 pounds of cannabis. She was growing 18,000 pounds of cannabis. Okay? This is crazy. This is so crazy. So they now went ahead and seized her cannabis plants. Okay? So now she's become actually a celebrity for this because people's minds are blown. This woman had like fields of this stuff, like fields of it growing. She lives in a $3 million house. She's, you know, they captured a picture of her shopping for designer goods and designer stuff. And to be honest with you, I'm just like, this woman is going to get a reality show. Like, I feel this coming. Like, they already dubbed her the queen of cannabis. I'm like, this woman is going to get a reality show. Because here she is looking like the soccer mom, okay? And she's grew 8,000 pounds of cannabis. They said she's making millions of dollars a month. And by the way, like, looking at her, you would never think she's making that kind of money. And then she was so funny. So they talked to her and they were like, so, are you concerned about going to jail over this? And she's like, oh no, because like, you know, I'm from California where it's legal and it's really actually you can get a license in just a couple of weeks. So I don't think I'm going to face any jail time. It's amazing to me to see how much times have changed that this woman has literally grown like fields okay, fields of cannabis, and she is like making millions, lives in a $3 million house. They said, okay, by the way, you want to know how many plants that is? This will give you an idea. For 18,000 pounds, that is 24,000 plants. She had 24,000 plants, guys. I'm just like, how do you water that stuff? You must have some kind of a system. Oh, my gosh. I love you too, Silly Pie. What's up? What's up? Yes. Okay. You guys, 666666, I will follow you after the broadcast. I will definitely follow you after the broadcast. So can you imagine, like, this woman, 24,000 plants. Like, I'm seriously, guys, how do you water that? How do you take care of that? Like, you just run. You have to get one of those, like, things that the police officers use where you just kind of, like, go around and you just, like, I mean, how do you water that stuff? How do you even take care of it? That's just amazing to me that she had that many plants. So, Soccer Mom, I'm telling you, I'm waiting for the Queen of Cannabis here. She's going to get a show. Like, they've already given her a nickname, and they're already following her around. Like, today they were like, the Queen of Cannabis was out shopping for bikinis, and there's $700 bikinis. I'm like, bitch is making millions of dollars a month. I mean, a $600 bikini to her is probably like a $6 Frappuccino, okay? I mean, really. When you're sitting there and you're spending $600 on a bikini and you're making millions of dollars a month and you have grown 24,000 cannabis plants, okay? Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Tia 5. So you've grown 24,000 plants. I mean, sit back. I mean, you got to give the soccer mom some credit, the Queen of Cannabis. I just was like amazed when I saw this story because I'm just, and she was just so nonchalant. She was just like, yes, I know it's just a lot of plants, but you know, I'll be fine. I'll be okay. So I'm literally waiting for this woman to get a reality show. And first of all, with the press that she got, can you imagine January 1st? She's going to be like the first person standing in line to get a license to her to do this so she won't have a problem again. She's literally going to be like known. Like, people are going to line up to buy stuff from her just because of the press that she got, just with the PR that she got. People are going to line up just to meet her because they're just going to be like, we saw you on this celebrity thing and we saw that you're like the Queen of Cannabis. So we just had to meet you and take a picture. Like, I mean, we just want to buy our stuff from you because you just are like our idol. I mean, seriously. Like, I was just like, this woman is, she's going to get a reality show. She's going to be like the Duck Dynasty of cannabis. Like, it's coming, guys. I already see it coming. It's already happening. But I'm just so amazed that that this woman pulled this off. And seriously, if you have a chance, go check her out. She literally looks like a soccer mom. She literally looks like she said that her business, it's a proper business. It's proper. My business is proper. Oh my God. I was like, what? It's proper. It's okay. It's a proper business. It's fine. No one's going to say anything. I only grew 24,000 plants here. It's California. We can do whatever we want. Let me make a commercial about like life is so great in California. Obviously, with 24,000 plants, life is pretty happy in California. They're pretty like happy people in California with that much stuff going on. Yeah, kudos to her. So I just want to see where this actually goes. And if she ends up with the reality show, guys, I'm honestly going to be watching it just because I want to see what actually goes on in her life. First of all, I'm going to watch her because I just want to know how she waters those plants. I mean, you just get this like image of like her and like a farmer thing going around with her little thing. Like, I mean, how does she maintain all that? I just want to kind of see how that's actually going to happen with all that. So it'll be kind of cool to see if she ends up with some kind of a reality show out of this. But yeah, kudos to her. I mean, she's like the legal drug czar now, I guess, kind of thing, you know? So I don't know. She's going to buy a tiger with that? Like millions of dollars a month. Dang. This woman's got bank. And she's buying $700 bikinis in California in winter. So yeah, I just give her total credit. So, you know, there's always, celebrities are always having babies. You just tuned in. Who are we talking about? We are talking about, we do celebrity talk on here. So we just talked about the Queen of Cannabis in California who just got busted for 18,000 pounds of cannabis, 24,000 plants, and she's making millions of dollars a month. And she says it's a proper business. So basically, we're just waiting for a reality show, Snow Bunny, on Live Me to basically come from this woman because she just got so much PR, and if you have a chance to go look her up, She literally looks like a mom who should be taking her kids to soccer practice. Like, that's her look. Her look is like she looks like, if you ever watched that show Weeds, she looks more mommy-ish than the mommy does from Weeds. If that's a good example to use. That's probably the best way to say it. She looks even more mommy-ish than the mom did from that show. So, yeah, just kudos to her to be able to do this. Yeah, exactly, Snow Bunny. It's kind of funny. So just check her out, and you will see it's kind of hilarious to see that this woman is just – I'm really waiting for the reality show. She's going to be – I told you, she's going to be the Duck Dynasty of cannabis. It's coming. So we're, you know, celebrities are always having babies. There's always some new baby happening. The big thing, you know, a couple of months ago was, you know, Serena had her baby and her wedding, all that kind of stuff. So I happen to be a huge fan of Enrique Iglesias. I mean, I love his music. You put his music on, you get up, you want to start dancing. You do. It's one of those things. His music just has always has great beat. Then he always has these great artists that he adds in. His music is always just so much fun. So he's been going out. If you don't remember the tennis chick, Anna Kournova, I think her name is Kournova, I think is her name. If I chop up her name, I really apologize about that. But they've actually been going out together since, I think, 2001, which is insane. And they keep their lives, like, people have known they've been going out, but they keep their lives super, super private. So Enrique Iglesias and Anna have been going out since 2001, which is a huge long time in the celebrity world to be going out that long. Now, they're not married, but they've been dating a super, super long time. Well, they just had twins. Okay, so understand, like, Anna is gorgeous. Enrique is hot. So imagine now twins coming from these two. You're going to have hot, gorgeous kids. Like, there's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Like, you're talking about she's super gorgeous. He's super hot. These kids are going to be hot, gorgeous kids. Like, you already see it coming, okay? They're going to look like a cross between the two of them. I can't even imagine when these twins grow up how beautiful they're going to be. But the amazing thing about it is that no one knew that Anna was pregnant. Like, no one knew that Anna Kournova was pregnant. And like I said, Enrique and her have been going out forever. So all of a sudden, the news just popped that, hey, we got twins. Bam, we got twins today. And I was just, like, amazed, because at first people were thinking they were going to get married. There was a big thing that they were going to get married. She was kind of dropping hints about it. They were going to get married. Now imagine. So they've been going out for like 16 years, okay? He's 42, which I would never even know that he is 42, and she's 36. I didn't even think Enrique was even that old yet, but it's hard to believe he's actually 42. So they've been dating, I said, since 2001. It's 2017, 16 years of dating, and they're not married. That's kind of amazing, too. So they went ahead and they had twins. They had a boy and a girl. One is Nicholas, and one is Lucy. But I just think these two kids, these two babies are like, I can't even imagine. Now, imagine. So Enrique's dad was a huge, huge singer. Him and his brother, huge singers. So can you imagine these kids are like destined to either be incredible tennis players, because that's what the mom is, or incredibly amazing at singing, or both. Singing tennis people, I don't know. But they're just going to be amazing. So kudos to them for being in that situation where they're actually able to hide their life from the paparazzis, which, you know, guys, that cannot be easy, because, you know, the paparazzi, I don't know, I've told you guys this before, when you're in Los Angeles, nothing is as crazy as seeing the paparazzis. They will literally jump. I've seen them actually jump across cars and literally almost get hit just to get a picture of a celebrity. And for you, those of you guys who don't know how the celebrity works with the paparazzi pictures, so the paparazzi, when they take these pictures and these images, they're actually sold. So there's actually like kind of like almost like an auction site that a lot of these magazines and gossip places and blogs and things can go on to purchase these pictures. That's why there's been such a huge rise in paparazzis. So I think they said something like, 60% of the images that you see of celebrities, other than photo shoot ones, and a lot of these online blogs or all these online publications and even in magazines and stuff, are coming from paparazzis. So there's a huge amount of money available in this. Like, I don't know if you remember the thing when Britney Spears shaved her head. Remember, she did the whole thing years and years ago. She shaved her head, Britney Spears. So the images of the paparazzi took the first images of Britney shaving her head went for $300,000. That's what they sold for. And on top of that, the paparazzi, the publication that bought that picture of Britney getting her head shaved, also bought all the other images that were available so they could have the exclusive on Britney's head shaving thing. So that's why you have so many crazy paparazzi. So for them, going back to the whole thing of Enrique and Anna, that kudos to them that they were actually able to keep that such a secret, because really for most celebrities, they would never be able to keep something like that a secret. They would never be able to hide something like that. So that's pretty crazy that they were actually able to do that. You know, kudos to them to be able to do it. So let's talk about Leonardo DiCaprio for a moment. You know, Leo DiCaprio is one of classic actor, can always take a role and make a role like amazing, right? But I'll tell you what, Leo has the stamina of a stallion, because this guy literally just goes around, and if you're of legal age and you're on a model, you are on his hit list. Like, they just caught a video of him or a picture of him leaving the LA home of this 20-year-old model, Camila Moroni. And they caught an image. But understand, like, these images of Leo leaving or being around these super young models has literally been happening for years. Like, I've never seen anyone be able to literally, the minute you become on the radar, like, Leo pays you a visit. Like, bam, he's coming to see you. So I just think, you know, kudos to Leo. You know, he's only 43. So, you know, I guess, you know, he's trying to just, you know, visit everyone he can and bring his happiness and joy to them, as long as you're over the age of 18. So, yeah, I just thought that was like, you know, Leo is like, and this goes on like every week, guys. Like every week there's another model or someone else that Leo is going to see. So it's just crazy to see like how much this guy actually gets around. I mean, I don't know. He is pretty busy for someone who's 43. Now, I don't think he's settled down with anybody for longer than 5.5 seconds, just to let you guys know. But yeah, he's getting around with a lot of other people. It's kind of interesting to see. I mean, it'll be interesting to see who he actually ends up settling down with. Because I remember when at one point in time, like George Clooney was one of those guys who was like, literally, I think every A-list female celebrity he dated. I don't think there was one that he didn't date. So it'll be interesting to see if Leo settles down with anyone ever, or if he's just going to forever be this guy who's just going to, you know, go around and, you know, just keep dating and dating and dating and dating and dating. So, you know, like I said, there's always the Kardashian thing. So we touched on a little bit before with the whole thing about the sex tape thing, which I thought was kind of a joke for Chris to be saying to Kim to be ashamed of her sex tape, because let's be real, that's what put her on the map and put them all on the map and made them all very wealthy. But, you know, there's always a thing. Every once in a while, the thing pops up with Caitlyn Jenner. Okay. The whole thing where Bruce became Caitlyn and, you know, all the kind of stuff going on. And then, you know, Kris Jenner comes back and makes a comment about how mean-spirited Caitlyn is on the show. Think to myself, like, how is that? I don't understand how it's mean-spirited. You know, because really when you think about it, and I don't mean to say this in a mean way, but, you know, you kind of think that Kris had to know what was really going on. But let's face it, you know, to keep up with Hollywood takes a lot of money. And the fact that you were, you know, your husband had passed away. Are you married, Michael Jackson? Am I married? Ooh. I'm going to keep that comment to myself for a minute on answering that one. But, yeah, just kind of interesting that she was making this comment. Oh, I hope not him. Okay, I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. So anyway, just kind of thought it was funny that she was making a comment about the whole thing. Because in reality, like I said, with Kris, I mean, she didn't have a lot of options at that point in time to maintain the whole Hollywood thing. Her husband had passed away. And, you know, you kind of think was she really with Bruce because she loved Bruce, or was she really with Bruce because Bruce is kind of what came along to have them stay in that Hollywood lifestyle? So that's what makes me think. I get the whole thing, but and really, is Caitlyn being mean-spirited by saying, hey, I'm going to dish out a little bit? I mean, don't the Kardashians dish out on everything anyway? So really, Caitlyn saying anything about them, I don't think is that big of a deal because they dish out stuff all the time anyway. So it's like not – I don't understand what the whole craziness is about it. I don't think it's a big deal at any point whatsoever. So – but I just kind of think to myself, like, don't you kind of feel that maybe she kind of used Bruce a little bit too, you know, at that time when he was Bruce? Because, like, I mean, it kept them in that lifestyle. He was making money up until they did the Keep It with the Kardashians. I mean, they lived in an okay house, you know, considered L.A. standard was okay. But compared to where they are now, you kind of feel like, you know, Bruce got kind of used a little bit before he became Caitlyn. So I just kind of think, like, I don't see the mean-spirited part about it because I kind of feel like, you know, you kind of got a deal out of it too. Just like, I mean, he got to kind of use you as a cover and you got to kind of use him for, you know, maintaining what you had going on. So it was kind of a win-win situation. I don't think it is being totally mean-spirited on that. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting that they were trying to make a big deal about it. Cause I was like, I don't know. You guys have supposedly such an open book on your life, which kind of makes you, I don't understand why they don't say if the ones that are not pregnant. If you're such an open book, you would think by now you would just be like, yes, they are. No, they're not. Like, why are we hiding it so much? It's not like celebrities haven't been pregnant. And by now you think both their bellies would be on some kind of a cover of some magazine, right? But, you know, whatever. We'll see how that actually ends up going. And we'll see what actually ends up happening with that. But yeah, I don't think it was such a big deal that they had to have, you know, make a big deal about what they did and stuff like that. And I mean, let's be real. Kourtney Kardashian was just showing everybody her $8.5 million house. So yeah. I don't think it was too much of a big thing on there, what they did or didn't. So, you know, like I said, in the celebrity world, there's always different crazy stuff going on and always different weird stuff with people. But did you guys see the whole Pitch Perfect thing? I'm kind of like, the third one just looks stupid. I don't mean to say anything bad, but the third one just looks kind of stupid. But anyway, so the group from Pitch Perfect, Anna Kendrick, you know, who did You Miss Me When I'm Gone type, you know, she did the song with the cup song. So she basically said that if it was up to her, she would do a 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Pitch Perfect. But then I think to myself, what has she really done other than Pitch Perfect? I mean, I see her on a TV commercial, and she's known for Pitch Perfect, but I just haven't seen her really in a lot of other shows. I haven't seen her really in a TV show. I haven't really seen her in another movie. So is she maybe like stuck in Pitch Perfect? Because it'd be kind of interesting to say that you'd want to do like 4 more movies of the same thing. Like how many times can you do the 4 movies of exactly the same thing? So I just think her answer on that, I don't know. I think if you're a versatile actor or actress, you wouldn't want to keep doing the same thing all the time because then you're just known for only that. You're not known for anything else, you know, unless, you know, hey, if they're going to pay you a lot of money, then I guess you'll do it. You know, I guess it comes down to the paycheck. If the paycheck is promoting you to do a 4th, 6th, 7th, 12th, 200th episode of it, then you'll go ahead and do it, you know? And I just kind of feel you'd want to just move on a little bit. So really sad today with the South Korean boy band. The lead singer, who's only 27 years old, only 27. I mean, that's pretty, pretty young. He killed himself today with carbon monoxide, saying, tell everyone I've had a hard time. You know, guys, it's having seen. Okay, so my daughter toured. And to be honest with you, seeing someone touring, you think that touring and going to all these countries and doing all this stuff is very, very exciting. And from the outside, touring and doing all this stuff looks very glamorous, looks very excited and stuff like that. But in all honesty, it's also very lonely because you're away from a lot of the people that you know, your regular lifestyle, your friends, people that you associate with, you're constantly on the road. You know, when you do these arena tours or you do these things, all you basically see are hotel bathrooms. I mean, hotel kitchens, because you have to sneak in through the back way. So you're just going through the kitchen area because they don't go through the front door. They have a special way that they go through the back area. So you just see the whole back of the hotel. You go up to your room. You can't leave your room. You can't even go out and get a Pepsi. I mean, you can't do anything. You're just stuck in the room. Then you have to go from that into a tour bus. Then from a tour bus, you go to the venue. You sneak in the back of the venue because nobody could see you going in. And then you perform. And then you go to sleep, wake up, and do the same thing all over again. So it sounds like it's very exciting because looking from the outside, the way they present it, the way they sell it to you, the way they package to you, it looks like it's a very exciting life. But it's actually a very lonely life as an artist, which is kind of like, you know, people were saying big thing about when Justin Bieber said, oh, I'm going to stop touring right now. I just need to stop. I need to stop. Because after so long of doing it, it wears you down as a person because all you're doing is just basically sleeping, wake up. You're doing maybe some press in the morning, running to a hotel, getting some sleep, waking up, going to the venue and being on a tour bus and going to the next place and doing it. And you do want to meet your fans. You love your fans. It's an awesome thing to meet your fans, but it's lonely. And when you're 27 years old and you may be going through some issues internally dealing with this fame that everybody thinks, you know, millions of people love you, but you don't feel like you are yourself. It's hard. It's depressing. It's difficult to go through it as an artist. So it's very sad to see someone so young at 27 years old telling everybody, you know, I've had a hard time. Because people looking on the outside is like, what hard time are you having? You're famous. People love you. You're performing. You're living the dream. But people understand that for a dream as a performer, it's a very tough lifestyle. It's not an easy lifestyle. It's not easy for everyone. And if you're having issues as a performer, as an artist, and you're touring, you may not have someone that you could speak to in that tour, in that group that you could just open up yourself to and be able to say, hey, guess what? I'm having an issue. I'm having a problem. I need someone to talk to. So, you know, peace out to his family, you know, prayers to his family. Very sad. I hope that, you know, people who are in that position feel that there's someone they could always talk to or reach out to and be able to say, hey, you know, I need help. So, guys, the show's going to wrap up in about 60 seconds. I'm probably going to come on a little bit earlier starting tomorrow because I know some of you have sent me some requests and asked that I come on a little bit earlier for the show, which I'm definitely going to do that. Again, make sure you guys, you want to try to win one of these celebrity mugs, celebrity tea mugs. I will send it over to you. Drop some coins to get in there to get into and be entered into the contest. And we're going to let everybody know at the end of the week. We're going to be sending out a mug every single week, and I want to be able to send it out to you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in on Live Me. We are going to be on again tomorrow. Make sure you add yourself as a fan so that we will be able, you'll get a notification once the show starts. We're going to pick up on all celebrity gossip that's going on. And guys, we're going to start to do call-ins from you guys. And we're also going to start taking some comments from you guys on there. So much love to you all. Thank you so much for joining for the show. Mwah. I will see you guys tomorrow. And I'll probably be coming on a little bit earlier. So, again, add yourself as a fan. Talk to you soon again on Celebrity Tea Talk. Yes, I said that earlier. I fed him.